104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:05. We're going to top out at 51 today. We did not get a winner for the Quality Lenders Match for Cash. We'll do it again 8:20 tomorrow. Got that. We also have haunted house tickets to give away today.
Yes.
We will give some of those away today. Promise.
I got them.
Totally, totally promise. Mm-hmm. So, things you found in the person you're dating, their apartment, their house, whatever, you come across one item, and one item only, and you're like, nope, I'm out, I'm done. It's a total deal breaker. I think a toothbrush that looks like it was used for cleaning shoes or something, I think is going too far. I think your friend is ridiculous.
Well, I said that to her. I said, are you sure it wasn't for cleaning? But she claims she did not see any other toothbrush.
I don't know. I think she's being ridiculous.
It's kind of gross, though.
Gina is on the phone. How are you, Gina?
Not bad. I had to call in. My father-in-law came to visit not long ago, and his toothbrush was so yellow and the bristles so flat and frayed that I replaced them. His toothbrush while he was sleeping, and he was so angry.
Oh.
It was disgusting.
Did you ask him what his deal was?
I did, and he said, that's my toothbrush. Give it back.
Where was the toothbrush?
It was in the trash.
Yeah. Did you give it back?
No. It probably didn't improve his oral health much, but he now has a new toothbrush.
Well, that's good.
How old was it?
Years. It had to have been years. He carried it in his front shirt pocket.
Wow.
Ugh.
Carried it in the front shirt pocket?
Yep.
There are people who are like that who brush their teeth like 3, 4, or 5 times a day.
I don't think that was the case.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, thanks for the call, Gina.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Let's see here. Marie is on the phone. How are you, Marie?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So did you ever see something in a guy's apartment weirded you out and that was it?
Yep. The guy ironed his boxers.
And that bothered you?
I only date people, well, when I was dating people, I only really dated people that I would maybe foresee myself marrying.
Correct. That's generally what you want to do. Yeah.
I don't want to iron my husband's boxers.
Now I get what you're saying. Okay.
I
was like, why would that
really
bother
think,
you? But now I get it.
Do you really think he would have expected you to iron his boxers?
You know what? I don't know what the expectation was. He also was a neat freak. However, when I saw the ironing board in his little pile of neatly folded OCD boxers, I was like, nope, this is not going to work.
I can't say I blame you, Marie.
There's no way.
There's going to be issues with a guy who is that controlling of his underwear.
I understand ironing your jeans.
The only thing worse would be ironing his Speedos. That would
Weird.
Be worse.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Marie.
Yeah,
bye-bye. Let's see here. Andra is on the phone. How are you, Andra?
Good.
So have you ever been to a guy's apartment and you're like, no, I'm out?
Yeah, you know how tarantulas shed their skin?
Not exactly, but...
One in the kitchen cabinet when I opened it to make coffee.
Yep, you win.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Wow.
Yeah, disgusting.
So did you leave that second, or did you...
I didn't leave that second, but not long after.
Within a half hour or so?
Yeah,
okay.
That's just not
That's
right.
probably a good call, Andrea. Andra?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
My gosh.
Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Think of that. Spider was, like, walking around inside the cupboards on stuff. Blech.
Yeah,
why would you let a spider run around your apartment?
I don't know.
We have cages for that.
I don't know. Anyway, yikes.
Ugh.
Or a snake.
I'm right with the snake, but still, again, you shouldn't let it run around
your
apartment or house.
Okay, so we have breaking news.
Breaking
to get
news,
to. Okay.
Yes.
Breaking news!
Thanks to Argus 911, there's a report of a loose cow running along Interstate 29 north of the Baltic exit.
South Dakota!
There may be some steak later.
There it is.
Dun, 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 dun. There's a hurricane going on, and I'm sitting in a boat, and people are walking by in front of me.
I'm on a boat!
It was a little unfair. It wasn't the hurricane you saw yesterday. It was like 2006, that video. Yeah, but that video is funny.
Can't make fun of it anymore.
Reporter in a boat and people walking by in front of her when there's like 6-8 inches of water. That's hysterical.
It is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not as funny as...
There's a shirtless man jogging wearing a horse mask.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. We have got haunted house tickets to give away here very soon. Hang on for those. Morning, sunshine.
Good morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Yeah. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:21. We're going to top out at 51 today. Right now, 37. Internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Kids are like farts. You don't mind your own, but other people's are unbearable.
So, according to a survey by a British hotel chain called Premier Inn, 1 in 4 employees admit they've fallen asleep at their desk. I have never, in radio, fallen asleep at my desk.
No.
Because I actually like my job. And so,
I can't believe people fall asleep at the desk.
And it's not even a morale thing. I just find my job interesting. The things I do.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes I find them aggravating, but.
Yes. Agreed there.
Especially when you have your first day back from a 4-day weekend and 15 people all knock on your door within 20 minutes of each other.
Relax.
Oh, did I kind of go off there?
Yeah.
Okay. But, yeah. I remember falling asleep in school. I still.
No.
Whenever we have a substitute pastor at our church, I'll nod off.
Really?
I do. I can't. Our pastor is interesting. He keeps my attention.
And
if I haven't had my Adderall, I'll start dozing.
Yeah.
For sure. But the story gets worse. Desks are the second most popular place to take a nap while on the job. The most popular way to sleep at work is to sneak out in the parking lot and nap in the car. 17%, about 1 in 6, have snuck into an empty conference room to sleep at work. Now, you might not think it's a big deal for all of us to take a little nap on the clock, but there was another survey that found that airline pilots do the same thing.
While they're flying?
4 out of 10 commercial airline pilots say they've fallen asleep in the middle of a flight, not while they were taking a break or letting someone else fly, while they were flying the plane.
Oh, boy.
Not only that, but 1 in 3 of the pilots that fell asleep said that when they woke up, they saw that the co-pilot was sleeping, too.
Oh, boy. I do get tired when I'm, you know,
now,
on a plane.
I would have zero problem with a pilot or co-pilot on a long flight because, I mean, they're on autopilot. There isn't a hell of a lot to do.
Like, right.
A buddy of mine from Rapid who now lives in Arizona, he's a pilot and for a commercial airline pilot. And when he's doing like cross-country trips, yeah, they get bored. They're messing around on their iPad or phone or whatever, you know. Well, when the plane's pretty much flying itself and you're sitting there awake, I don't have a problem with a diversion.
Right.
So long as.
But you should have make sure the other.
But if you're going to take a nap, the co-pilot should probably be awake.
Somebody should be awake.
Yeah.
You can take turns.
Yeah. You know, I'm okay with that.
I'd never fallen asleep at work. I've been very tired.
Yeah.
Because I had like a late night concert or something
too.
Like that. And like tonight or last night you reft. So you're very tired.
South Dakota Activities Association decided to send you 2.5 hours away from your home.
Yes. So I've had very tired situations.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes allergy medicine has made me very tired.
And then there's those allergies too.
But not where I've actually fallen asleep.
Yeah. I don't mind a little, you know, Angry Birds in the cockpit. Words with friends, whatever.
But I say,
awake.
Either go home or, you know, get your day done.
I don't know if I'm okay with even one of them sleeping because that means if the sleep just comes out of boredom, though,
yeah,
I kind of get it. Because you've sat in a meeting or something and it's just like, oh.
Those meetings where they just.
The ones we had a couple months ago.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I'm sorry. I was bored.
I'm with you. I understand. But,
and then you're always cold.
Yeah, there is that too. Well, you're cold.
Yes.
The rest of the world is just fine.
Not true. I'm not really. Let's go walk around and find how many space heaters we have around here.
And how many of them are connected to men's desks?
None.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just women that are cold, though. I've heard plenty of guys say I'm cold.
Well, Jerry down the hall, I will back him
100%. Yeah, because it's like a way worse meat locker.
Oh, yeah.
It's a deep freeze.
It's like a walk-in beer cooler down the hall. He's just first in line for the air conditioner. And this is in the middle of the summer. It's actually worse in the summer than the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we have got tickets to the JC's Haunted House to give away.
We do.
If you would like a pair of those tickets, why don't you give us... Hey, why don't we give away four? Let's give away a four-pack.
I was just going to say, let's do a four-pack instead.
Let's do a four-pack. 361-5557, caller 10. We're going to hook you up with those right now.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 841, up to 51 today. Going to be relatively nice for late October. Halloween is looking awesome. 61.
Perfect.
And sunny. Of course, it's dark out by the time you go trick-or-treating.
Well, I'm going to take the girls after they get off the bus. But we only go to grandparents.
I'm going to look, because the trick-or-treating usually starts, what, about 5 o'clock?
I think so-ish.
Okay.
Yeah.
National Weather Service is predicting a 5 o'clock temperature of 60 degrees.
Perfect.
57 by 6 o'clock, 54 by 7 o'clock. Not dipping into the 40s until after 10.
Perfect.
So it is going to be a good night for trick-or-treating. We were talking earlier about the deal breakers you found in somebody you were dating, their apartment.
Right.
I got one that said they found a bong.
Oh.
Didn't specify which kind, whether it was glug glug or...
Yeah, that would do it for me.
Mm-hmm. I got another text that said, I had a relationship with a guy who was 17. I'm assuming they were of similar minor age. And he invited her over to his place, and he saw a pacifier sitting on his nightstand in his room.
No way.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Honey.
And another one had a garbage can filled with used condoms.
What?
Yeah. Another text we got.
Gross.
Was what are we running for?
Oh, yeah.
You and I are going to carry on a campaign inspired by this campaign ad.
Mm-hmm. 2006. Matt Varilek hosts a raucous National Corn Dog Day party in his swanky D.C. neighborhood, serving more than 1,000 corn dogs, 1,200 beers, and a 150-pound ice luge for consuming shots of Jägermeister.
Shots, 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 shots.
Yeah. That's a big ol'
luge.
So we're going to have our own little smear campaign.
Yeah.
But the text message said, run for station mayor, just like checking in on Foursquare.
Station mayor.
Okay. I kind of like it.
What does a station mayor get to do?
I don't know. Just remember, no matter how the election turns out, I'm still the boss.
That's not going to work.
How about show mayor?
Show mayor. Okay. Oh, by the way. Remember you lost our little game last
week? Know.
You have to dress like me tomorrow.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I didn't forget.
Okay, just making sure.
I'm on top of it. Anyway.
So we're going to do videos and people can watch the videos and then vote in a poll.
Sure. We'll play ads.
Yep. Our own smear campaign.
Yeah. Well,
already had some good ideas.
This is going to be fun. Okay, so yesterday we had this story about the guy who got $15,000 to tattoo a Mitt Romney campaign logo on his face.
Yes.
Some guy like bid on eBay. The top bid was for something lewd, so he wouldn't accept that.
He
stated in the auction he wouldn't do anything obscene or racist.
And I'm sure he said, I can decline.
And yeah. But he didn't take that guy's money either.
Right.
So he went to the second highest bid, which was a Romney double R logo. And it got me wondering, how much money would it take you to do certain things? Like to get a tattoo on your face, you were willing to do it for like, what, $100?
What? No.
Oh, no, that was the other thing. Okay. How much for the tattoo on the face?
It would have to be a lot, and it would depend on what it is.
It would have to be at least $500,000 for me.
Oh, I'm not going $500,000, but a lot of money. It'd have to be worth my while.
No.
$50,000.
$50,000 is not enough.
$50,000.
I couldn't even pay off my house with that. I would have to
get a tattoo removed. I checked into the tattoo removal.
It was a little more reasonable. Yeah.
It only costs a couple thousand at the most.
At the most. But if you only got 15,000, well, two of the 15 is already gone. Plus, you got to pay taxes.
Right. So that's why I'm saying 50,000. 50,000.
But then my mind started to wander to weirder places.
Well, it makes me think of, you know, when you're at a party and somebody's drunk and you make a concoction of stuff from the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. Say, how much will you give me to drink that?
Yeah.
You know those guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How about how much would it take to sell your underwear?
Like the ones I'm wearing right now?
Yeah. Like if some weirdo called in and was like, hey, can I have your underwear?
No.
What if I pay for it?
How much?
Oh, I'll give you $100.
Hmm.
You better say no.
No. That's not quite enough.
$1,000.
Hmm.
Everyone's got a price.
I'm thinking is, you know, I've only had them on for 5 hours. So. And I could buy a new Coach purse with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the girls, some really nice Christmas presents.
See, so, and I think for girls, the price would be much higher than guys. I would part with my worn underwear for about $50.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with, I'm okay with 1,000. The 100, no.
500.
I can still buy a Coach purse and some Christmas presents.
Some, but not all of them.
But I could be completely and totally covered with,
come
with
on,
1,000.
Yeah.
500, probably. But I would prefer the 1,000. Maybe I would say sold at the 1,000. I would have to think about the 500.
So, how much money would it take for you to sell your underwear? 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, it's 8:55. Now, before we go to the phones here, let me just say first that the whole idea of this conversation about how much would it take for you to sell your underwear is more of a, I would hope you would have a high dollar amount, because everything has, not everything has a price. There are some things I would never do for any amount of money.
Yeah.
But
it's kind of indecent proposal.
Right.
Thing.
Right. Yeah. Right. 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 Like $2 million for some dude to sleep with my wife. No, wouldn't do it.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't blame you if you thought about it.
Right.
Wouldn't blame anybody for thinking about it, but ultimately I couldn't do it. Now, I would hope most women would have enough self-respect. They would never sell their used underwear unless it was like clean and laundered and they're like giving it to Goodwill.
That's different.
That's completely different. But like just some creepy dude who's like, hey, I'll give you $50. No.
It'd have to be $1,000, I'm telling you.
I think there's a price where it kind of makes it okay, where you're just taking advantage of a complete schmuck.
Yeah.
So.
And you have to put
I'm not advocating that women do this.
No. And you'd have to put it in the back of your head or like just forget about the fact that how creepy they are.
I just find it an interesting conversation to, okay, where's the line?
Mm-hmm.
That's more what this is about, is where is the line.
Right.
So with that in mind, Sean is on the phone. Maybe he wants to sell his underwear. How are you, Sean?
Good, you?
Good. Do not offer Mel money for her underwear. I will hang up on you.
Wasn't even the thought.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
You guys were talking about strange things you do for money.
Yeah.
I was sitting around on a guard drill one weekend. We were bored on break. And there's a shaker full of pepper in the break room.
Oh.
Everybody's like, hey, Erickson, eat the pepper. And suddenly there's a pile of cash in front of me.
So how much?
I ate a shaker full of pepper. It was
about
80
bucks. Shaker? A whole shaker. A whole shaker.
A whole shaker.
For 80 bucks?
For 80 bucks.
See, I could not do that because I do not like pepper.
See, I could do it. I still don't think I would like it.
I still can't eat pepper to this day.
I love pepper.
Say.
It would ruin it for me.
Yeah, it would.
Oh, that
oh,
is
that's
rough.
So gross.
That is nasty. Thanks for the call, Sean.
Not a problem.
Bye-bye.
That grosses me out on so many levels.
Yeah.
I do not like pepper.
But you know what? If I was sitting there like Sean was, with $80 sitting in front of me,
And a thing of pepper.
I'd do it.
If I liked pepper, I would do it. I mean, it would take more than $80 for me since I can't even stand pepper. I don't even like the smell of it.
Shannon's on the phone. How are you, Shannon?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. So how much would it take to buy your underwear?
Oh, God. Probably $100.
$100?
But something for you guys. About a week ago, someone posted on Craigslist. I don't know if they're extremely strapped for cash or what, but he was willing to sell his kidney for $20,000 plus medical expenses.
That's illegal.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's on Craigslist.
Wow. Well, was that here? Was it like the local Craigslist?
Yeah, here in Sioux Falls.
Wow.
How is it illegal if you want to sell
it? It's illegal to you can only donate organs. You cannot sell them.
Really?
Now you can ask for if you're going to donate. If you donate, you can get your expenses paid for the procedures and stuff. But like, selling organs is a black market thing. You can't do it.
What if you're a surrogate though?
You can do it, but
because they pay surrogates,
that's considered a service. You're not selling a body part.
So it's a service if I give my.
It's
body
a rental.
Part?
No, they're just renting your uterus. They're not buying it.
Oh, well, that what they would be.
Yeah. They're just renting out your uterus for 9 months. They're not buying it.
10 months.
Whatever. Thanks for the call, Shannon.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye. While we were on the phone, I searched on Craigslist. I did not see any kidney on there.
Maybe
I'm guessing they
took
it down. Yeah.
Or maybe they found a buyer.
Probably not. Would be my guess.
You never know.
Probably not. No.
Hot 104.7.com.